With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Environmental Protection Agency and BNSF Railway are responding to an unidentified sheen on the shoreline of Flathead Lake. Nikki Willett reports.
The sheen was spotted earlier this week near Summers Beach at the northern end of Flathead Lake. BNSF spokesperson Ross Lane says the railway company is responding with sampling and containment measures.
We don't yet know the cause of that sheen, but our initial field indications suggest that the sheen does exhibit characteristics common to natural biological sources like decomposed grasses and other organic material rather than a chemical or petroleum source.
The sheen is relatively close to the former Summers Tie plant, which was deemed a Superfund site in the mid-1980s due to contamination from the chemical treatment process of railway ties. BNSF coordinated with the EPA and Montana Department of Environmental Quality to conduct soil and water cleanup. Monitoring continues today. BNSF is coordinating sampling analysis to determine the source of the sheen with the EPA and DEQ. The railway has taken precautionary measures to contain and remove the sheen. An emergency response coordinator for the EPA is expected to arrive on scene Friday. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
A Nevada consulting firm and three of its executives will pay Montana's Chippewa Cree tribe $2.5 million that the tribe says was stolen from an online lending company it owns. Encore Services and its executives also pleaded guilty to criminal charges related to the kickback scheme. Montana didn't have a vote on the health care bill that passed the U.S. House today. The state's House seat has been vacant since Ryan Zinke resigned it in March to become Interior Secretary. Today, the Republican candidate to replace Zinke talked to Montana Public Radio about the bill.
I wasn't privy to all the dialogue in D.C., but it sounds like they got something done. I look forward to studying it. I've been really clear that any repeal and replace had to do three things. Get premiums down, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and protect rural access for Montanans.
Gianforte says he opposed the previous Republican health care bill because it did not meet his criteria. The House voted on the new bill today before the Congressional Budget Office had a chance to score it, making direct comparisons to the previous bill difficult.
This is the problem with Obamacare. You know, we were promised a lot of things, and we got into this sticky mess in large part because people back in Congress said, well, we got to pass it to figure out what's in it. I think we ought to be a little more disciplined in understanding the implications of the bills we're passing.
We asked Democratic candidate Rob Quist for an interview on the bill. A campaign spokesperson told us, quote, Rob is in Browning and won't be able to get on the phone, end quote. But they did send us a statement.
No Montanan would vote for this bill.
Quist's statement attacks Gianforte.
He's all for defunding Planned Parenthood, which this bill does. Montana deserves a congressman who will speak out when special interests are rushing through something as disastrous as this bill that will raise health care costs for working Montanans.
An analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation says that the House bill would raise rates for Montanans who buy health insurance on the state's marketplace for individual policies. You can find a link to that analysis on our website, mtpr.org. Donald Trump Jr. will make a return trip to Montana to stump for Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte. Trump Jr. was in Montana 2 weeks ago on Gianforte's behalf for 2 days of campaigning, fundraising, and gopher hunting during a four-city tour. Gianforte's campaign announced today that the president's son will be appearing in Helena, Great Falls, and Sydney next Thursday. Details for the events have not yet been announced. Gianforte is vying for Montana's sole congressional seat in the May 25th special election against Democrat Rob Quist and Libertarian Mark Wicks. The seat became vacant when Ryan Zinke joined the president's cabinet as Interior Secretary in March. Governor Steve Bullock has signed a bill that would widen the availability of naloxone, a drug that counteracts the effects of a heroin overdose. The bill, sponsored by Kalispell Republican Frank Garner, would bar prosecution of anyone who prescribes and uses the drug on a person overdosing on opioid drugs. Evidence obtained during medical treatment of an overdose could not be used to bring drug charges. The bill was one of 36 signed into law by the governor yesterday. Federal health officials say opioid-related overdoses are on the rise across the nation, with the number of heroin deaths tripling since 2010. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said drugs from Mexico are fueling the heroin epidemic.